Excuse me, that's wearing 24. I'll get him right here. Wearing number 32 is Kenesha Price. Wearing number 54 is Louisa Seaman. Wearing number 55 is Cheyenne Shishkinov. Those are part of your starting team, but let's give a nice shout. Those are also seniors for this year's squad. So let's give a nice round of applause for our seniors from the Unalaska Raiders. Coming down with the rest of the team here, wearing number 11, we have Kai Gumara. Number 20 is Elena Kuchin. And I think number 33 is Alyssa Tungola. Did I miss anybody, Coach? Oh, we got them all. I put them out of order. And Dob, out there is our coach, is Julie Herman. How about a nice shout now for the Sandpoint Lady Eagles? Wearing number 4, Madison Thompson. Number 11, Desiree Mobeck. Number 10, Justina Parami. Number 12, Alyssa Ludwig. Number 15, Mariana Larson. Number 5, Nicole Gunderson. Number 23, Brianna Mobeck. Number 34, Don Teza. Number 44, Chloe Gardner. Number 45, Peyton Stroud. And we have Coach Jamal and Coach George on the floor. If you would all please stand and face the flag, and we'll do our Pledge of Allegiance. Don't forget to take your hats off. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. The ASAA and its corporate sponsors appreciate your attendance at this game. This contest is being played under the authority of the Alaska School Activities Association. The ASAA rules provide for fair play and sportsmanship among everyone involved. All participants and coaches are expected to exhibit the highest level of respect for their opponents and the officials. We also expect fans will eagerly support their favorite team by applauding fair play while refraining from negative words and behaviors. Be loud, be proud, but be positive. One last item while the ladies are taking the floor. Don't forget during the breaks and intermission, the student store is open. And at halftime, we'll be doing our favorite T-shirt toss. So come on out, be loud, and support the team. Let's play ball. All right, I am back with KUCB-FM 89.7 on your radio dial in Unalaska. Are we on board, Annie?
Yes, we are.
All right, well, we are live. The ball just went up in the air. It was quickly controlled by... Actually, it wasn't. It finally came out in the hands of number 10, Kay Sal. And if I mispronounce her names, I apologize. I'll be working on them again. But you are listening to KUCB 89.7 on the FM dial. This is Pastor Scott Morgan here broadcasting live from the Sandpoint Gymnasium with the Lady Eagles and the Unalaska Raiders. The Eagles have the ball, and they have taken it back down to court. On the floor there, we have Don Tez that has the ball, and she's standing over at the right elbow, and she's looking for some help between Chloe Gardner, Alyssa Ludwig, Madison Thompson, and Desiree Mobeck. Shot goes up, comes off, bounces back into Alyssa's hand, goes up. Desiree is there. She gets the put back, and it's going to be fouled going into the line. Got a nice crowd out here. Beautiful night for basketball because it's one of those misty aisle kind of spring nights tonight. We have about a 41-degree temperature out there. The winds are light out of the southeast and south. Desiree has the ball. She's got a chance to go up. She puts the first one off the back iron, comes down, and quickly controlled there by number 54, Louisa. And I apologize, folks. I have my glasses on and off, and I'll have to go back and forth and watch this game so I get all the names down here. But here come the Raiders. They're working down hard. The Lady Eagles are in a 3-2 box here zone, trying to keep them out. The Unalaska Raiders are doing a great job moving that ball around. Luisa seems to be out there running the point, and she's got it down at the upper post there to number 54. Luisa has the ball. Aisel has got the ball and puts it down. Oh, and a great attempt there by number 32, Kanisha Price. Doesn't quite get, hits off the rim and goes back. So the score is 2-0. We had a traveling call, I think. Hang on. No, we had a little, I'm missing my eyes up here. Edmund is up making his way through the stands and the crowd. He was out on a long road trip, so I'll get my spotter going here pretty soon, get his headset working out. But that was a quick turnover. And here come the Unalaska Raiders. They're wearing their dark blue jerseys and uniforms with a bright gold. Oh, a nice tip-up steal knocked away by Chloe Gardner. Another poke away by Desiree. The Lady Eagles are playing some good defense here. And there is number 24, Marina Olson. But she went for the basket, and it looks like she got fouled on the way. No, she passed the ball off, and we have number 32, Kanisha Price, is going to go to the free throw line. The score is 2-0 in favor of the Lady Eagles. We're at 6-11 into the start of this game here. Sandpoint Gymnasium. Oh, great-looking shot, but unfortunately didn't fall. Went off the front iron and rolled right to the back. Kind of like one of my golf shots. You know how you tap that ball into the putt and it goes right over the top. Oh, we almost had a lane violation, but Desiree held her balance and nicely done there. Number 32, Kanisha Price got the first, the second free throw to fall, and so it's 2-1 now in favor of the Eagles. Chloe Gardner has the ball. She gets it over to Dantezza. They're working on the right side. There's Chloe down at the right elbow. She gets it back to Madison, who finds Alyssa out there at the left elbow. They're working across. They get over to Dantezza. The passing is going quite quickly here. Down low into Desiree. She's working the post. She puts it up and in for two. Nice drop, but it's 4-1. 5:37 left to go here in the first quarter. Here come the Raiders. They're working down the right corner. They got a two-man double team there on, who is that on? I'll get my numbers here. Sorry, folks. But Marina Olson was just double teamed there down in the corner. Was having a hard time getting out of that trap. We have a turnover on the ball. Went out of bounds. Tipped out last by the Raiders. And here comes the Eagles going the other way. Score is 4-1. First quarter. Quickly they move the ball up. Chloe Gardner has the ball. She's working the left corner. She finds Desiree. Desiree kicks it back to the top. Alyssa's going to look at a long three. She puts it up off the back iron. Comes down. Controlled by number 32, Kanisha Price. Here come the Raiders. Here comes Marina Olson. She kicks the ball around. She gets it back. She's at the top of the key on the three-point line. Alyssa's down on the floor. She's back up. Quickly, we're down to number 20. I'll get my numbers here straight here. Elena Kachutin is in for the Raiders, but we have a widely thrown ball. Doesn't make it. Score is now 4-3. Oh, we had a double dribble by Alyssa Ludwig coming up the line there. Another turnover by the Lady Eagles, and it's coming back. Score has creeped up. It is now 4-3. All right. Here come the Raiders. They're moving the ball up. They've got a lot of hustle there. It was nice to meet them at the airport and get them off the plane. Nice right down. Oh, what a great pitch right down there to Marina. Marina had a nice feed in there, and she took it at the low post right up off the glass. And now the Raiders are ahead. It's 5-4 in favor of the Raiders. The Eagles had a little sloppy ball handling there. Back down. Desiree crosses across the crease there. She stops. She has the ball. Alyssa has it. Feeds it down to Dantezza, who's in at the post. Kicks it down to Desiree. Back out to Dantezza, who puts it up off the back iron. It's being challenged there and quickly picked up by number 20, Elena Kachutin. Down come. Oh, nicely fed to the breaking low post there. That was number 32, Kanisha Price. She gets the feed down low and puts it up off the glass. And she's got another bucket in there. That takes it up 7-4 in favor of the Raiders. Desiree has it at the free throw. She puts it up off the back iron. Did step in to get the rebound, but right there was Marina Olson. She gets the ball, drives it down. She feeds it off to number 32, Kenesha Price, and she had a travel on it. We've got some substitutions coming in from the Raiders. Nice job by Coach Julie Herman there to get the substitutions on the floor. Let me see who we have. We also have some substitutions for the Eagles. We'll get caught up here in a second. So we have number 11, Kaye Gumera, is on the floor, along with Elena Kachutin. We have number 55, Cheyenne Shishkinoff. And let me see if we have any others there. The Eagles have the ball. Alyssa has it from a long two, puts it off the iron, goes down, and it's quickly picked up by number 20, Elena Kachutin. And here comes Marina. Marina has the ball. She kicks it over to the left shoulder. She finds number 55. Cheyenne gets the ball. Passes it off, gets the ball back. She takes a shot, goes off the iron, and clangs back. And here come the Lady Eagles. We've had some substitutions on the Eagles side. We have number 10, Justina, is on the floor, along with Dantezza, Nicole, Alyssa, and Desiree. So they're working the ball around, but they haven't been able to get in to penetrate any more points. We're still at 4-7. We're at 2:20 left to go here. Alyssa has the ball. She steps inside the three-point line, comes back. She kicks it out to Justina. Justina puts a long court crash, gets to Dantezza. Nice job just at the left shoulder there. Dantezza puts up a great shot, nice running stop shot, and we're 6-7. The Eagles are just 1 point behind the Raiders, and here come the Raiders. They have it back down. We have number 34. Excuse me. We had a more substitutions coming in. I'm going to try to keep up with these names. We have Kenesha Price is back on the floor. We also have Louisa Seaman is on the floor, along with Marina. Oh, nice steal there. That was a great hustling steal by number 32, Kenesha Price. She just got in the way, put her arms up, and stole that ball. Great feed down low to number 54, Louisa. She had a real nice feed there from, I believe, 55 Cheyenne. So it was a nice push down low, get that ball in, and it's 9-6 in favor of the Raiders with 1:23 left to go. Here's Justina. She has the ball at the left. Desiree gets it in the post. She puts it up off the iron, goes down, doesn't make a basket. It's quickly picked up by number 55, Cheyenne. Cheyenne kicks it ahead. Marina has the ball. She loses the handle on it. It's on the floor. We've got three on the floor, two Raiders and an Eagle, but that'll be a jump ball. Looks like possession is going to be for the guests. And the guests, excuse me, possession is for the home team, which is the Eagles. Then it switched over to the guests. I just misread it here. But the Eagles had the possession there, and they bring up the ball. Here comes Justina. She's holding it up at the top of the key. She kicks around. She's looking for some help to the right side. She finds Alyssa. Back over to Desiree, who really has to outstretch the arms over Marina. She puts it up off the glass, doesn't fall down. Picked up there by number 32, Kenesha. And now here comes Marina Olsen, bringing the ball up the court. She feeds it off to the left elbow. Nice bounce pass into the top of the key. Kicks it over to the right elbow. Puts it up off the glass, but doesn't get it. That was a shot attempt by number 10, Kiesel. Or is it Kiesel? I believe it's Kiesel. Anyway, that was off the back iron. We're at 23 seconds left to go. The Eagles are down by three. It's 6-9, and we're coming up to the end of the first quarter. A long three-point effort, recovered by Desiree, put back by Dantezza. She does a nice long floating teardrop by the up post position all the way in. It's a one-point game. It's 8-9, 6 seconds left to go. Here come the Raiders. They're looking to put up one more score and go ahead. Oh, it's going to be tapped out of bounds. Oh, what a way to end the first quarter here. What an exciting game, folks. I wish you were all here. There is room in the stands if you've got a tendency to want to be able to fly up here and go real quick. I know we're just broadcasting here on AUCB 89.7 FM. I'm going to give it back to them. They have some corporate sponsors. But at the end of the first quarter, it's a tight game, 8-9 in favor of the Unalaska Raiders. Are you there, Annie? I know everybody's busy, and I know you're running the boys' games down there with Sandpoint in Unalaska, so hope you're at the game enjoying that. But we are at the end of the first quarter with the And Alaska Raiders have a slim lead of 9-8 over the Sandpoint Eagles. So we're just about ready to get underway with the second quarter here.
I'm here, Pastor. I'll keep you company.
Hey, thanks. I got Big Wave Dave calling me back in.
Always.
Have they started down on the other end, Dave?
What's that?
How are the boys' scores doing?
I don't know. I haven't heard yet. Virgil's all over that. I have no idea. He's going to be on that thing, so I have not heard. Nothing's been posted on.
But just like that, we're back live here.
Good.
Start of the second quarter. The Raiders have the ball. They take it down low, put it up off the iron. That would be number 32, Kenesha. She puts the ball up, gets her own rebound, kicks it back out. We have a foul on an attempt there. Let me see who's going to go. Looks like that is going to be on Nicole Gunderson, had a reach-in foul. So both fouls so far. We're just starting in the second quarter, and that's two fouls for the Eagles, one for the Raiders. And there, oh, nice poke-away steal by Dontezza. She's got control. She stops, pops, jumps it in the air, and drops it in for two at the top of the free-throw line. We're 10-9. It's a one-point lead now for the Lady Eagles here, but she had a nice poke-away and intercepted that pass, and the Lady Eagles are coming out with a lot of determination. Marina gets a shot at the ball, and she's waiting for it to go out of bounds so she doesn't get an over and back, but it's going to go into the favor of the Eagles. But she just had nothing else, no other choice there. It was last touched by the Raiders, and it went over the half-court line and out of bounds. So here comes. Justina is on the floor. She's at the top. We also have Brianna on the floor. Mariana Larson. Dontezza from a long three goes up, but she's going to reach over and she's going to get her own, try to get her own rebound, but she had to go through the heads of two of the Raider team, so that's going to be a foul on Dontezza. That's the third team foul quickly now. We're 7 minutes left to go here of the second quarter. We have Marina. I think we're going to have a reach-in foul on Justina. But Marina was trying to drive through two, and Justina took a step too close at the wrong time and boxed her out and drew too much bodily contact there. So Marina has the ball. She's in the backcourt. She's working down to the forecourt. She's taking it to the right side. The Eagles have a good person man-to-man defense here, but it's not going to stop that shot here. What a great move by number 32, Kenesha Price, as she gets the ball, dribbles back into the post, pops and spins it right up, and it's 11-10 in favor of the Raiders. Here we go. The teams are out there. Spirited game on the floor. Dontezza is taking a seat at the moment. Pardon me, yeah. Nicole Gunderson is there. No. There we go. Brianna is on the floor, and they're looking for some help. They kick it back. I'm sorry. That is Dontezza out there. She's got the ball. Kicks it back to Brianna. Back to Dontezza at the right elbow here, trying to get some ball movement. Justina comes up to pick out. Now she's going to dribble out her way. The Eagles are in a great box zone there in a 3-2 right now. They get it down, and nice poke away by number 32, Kenesha Price. She's got the really long stretch, and we got some wholesale transfers coming in here. Looks like we have four coming back on the floor for the Eagles and a couple for the Raiders as well. Pardon me for that. Here we are, 6 minutes left to go into the first half, and the score is very close. It's 10-11, and that was a great attempt by Desiree, but she couldn't quite get it to fall down, went out of bounds. The Raiders are fighting for it. We're coming back up. Marina drives it. She's going right around the pick. She puts it up and in, bounces right back out. Raiders recover the rebound, and number 32, Kenesha Price, grabbed the rebound, puts it right up off the low post there, and there's 13-10 in favor of the Raiders. Here come the Eagles. Eagles are coming back. We have Justina and Alyssa, Chloe, Madison, and Desiree on the floor at the moment. Justina's got the ball. She's driving in. She's covered up and met there by Marina. Marina puts on a great defensive show. The arms are out. The Raiders are looking. They get it into Madison at the upper post. She puts it in, rolls around, and it drops in. It's now 12-13. We're back to a one-point game. 5:11 to go in the first half here. Here comes Marina. Marina has the ball. She gets it down to Kenesha, but Kenesha took an extra step in there before she dribbled, and she gets called for traveling. And here comes a turnover. We're going to have a 30-second timeout, looks like, called by Coach Emil Mobach. And a quick, spirited game here. We're 5:06 left to go. Thanks for tuning in to 89.7 KUCB-FM there in Unalaska, Dutch Harbor. And this is Pastor Scott Morgan broadcasting from the Sandpoint Gymnasium. This is the first of three scheduled contests between the Raiders of Unalaska and the Eagles from Sandpoint. I understand the boys are playing down in Unalaska, so I hope you're at the... If you're still hanging around Unalaska and need some place to go on this nice, drizzly February night, head on down to the gym and pick up some great boys basketball. And if you're in Sandpoint and somehow catching us online, well, come on down. We got lots of seats left in the house, and here come the Eagles going the other way. 5 minutes and 4 seconds left to go. Oh, what a bad pass by Chloe Gardner to Desiree and picked up by the Eagles, who can't quite hand it. And Chloe gets the ball back, and she goes over the line, finds it back in. Desiree has the ball. She drives past Marina. Marina takes a sit-down here, but the ball goes up off the back iron. Alyssa puts it back up, can't get it. Madison is there, gets the ball up. Chloe's going to try to get the ball. It's going out of bounds and a jump ball because they couldn't tell who hit it. Where's the possession? Stays in the hands of the Eagles. What a flurry of activity there. And all of that, we're down to 4:39 left to go. And coaches are making sure possession's moving back and forth. A lot of spirited work there. Here comes the throw in. Chloe finds Desiree. Madison at the outside. Alyssa back to Justine at the top. She's looking for some help. Lady Eagles need to move and get back in there. Here come the Raiders. They're a 3-2 box out. Desiree has it. She can't quite get over the tall arms of Alyssa Tungle. No, excuse me, Kenesha Price. Oh, right through the hands of Alyssa too many Alyssas tonight. But that's right through the hands of Alyssa Ludwig. Out of bounds. Turnover. We're at 12-13 in favor of the Raiders. And here comes Marina Olsen driving down. Kicks it to the left. Oh, she finds number 20 in Elena Kachutin, but she's going to pick up a foul. I think that was going to be on Madison Thompson. She was kind of reaching across there, and so that's going to put Alana Kachutin to the line. He's got the ball, steadies it down, puts it up off the front iron, rolls around and comes back out. Looks like Alana might be playing with a small brace on her right ankle, but it hasn't seemed to affect her. Nice, her second shot. She's got the range and drills that, nothing but net. Now it's a two-point game. It's a two-point lead by the Raiders of Unalaska. Here come the Eagles. Chloe Gardner has it down, and she feeds it back to the top post there. Justina's looking for some help, trying to drive in, figure out where to go. She gets it down. Alyssa puts it off to Madison. Madison's going to be looks like we have a foul on... I don't know if that's on 24. Just a second, it'll come up here on the board here. Looks like that was a foul on number 33. My fault. That would be on Alyssa Tungle. All right. Ball goes up and puts it in. I think that was Nicole Gunderson that might have had that. It was either Nicole or Desiree there. But now it's tied game at 14-14 with 3:47 left to go. Great effort there, but Nicole's got the long arms, but she loses it right there to number 55, Cheyenne. But she's holding her own down at the low post. Nicole is one of our young freshmen here, and she's just getting her feet wet on the game, as it were. And she did a nice job of popping the rebound and getting it off there with those long arm stretch challenges. And then she hung on, and here comes the Eagles coming back the other way. Desiree picks up the ball. She's got three around her. They get the ball out to Alyssa Ludwig. She slows the game up. She's being charged and met there by the Raiders. Raiders aren't wasting any time. They're trying to get back in defense. Dantezza has the ball. It gets it on down to the post to Desiree. Desiree can't quite get a handle on it. It goes off the front iron. Dantezza has the ball. Gets it back to Chloe on the left shoulder. Chloe's got the ball. Brings it down towards the top. Opens up down to... Comes back to Dantezza. She drives around the front. Oh, nice poke away, but saved by Alyssa Ludwig. Nice job by number 54, Louisa. Excuse me, that was number 55, Cheyenne. Here come the girls working the ball. We're down to 2:54. It's a tie game at 14-all. Desiree has the ball. She dribbles out of trouble. She puts it up off the iron. Can't make it fall. Picked up by two of the Raiders. Really covered up there. Going to end up with a jump ball. That was a nice job by Chloe Gardner and number 55, Cheyenne Shishkinoff. But possession goes back to the Raiders. So here comes Marina Olsen. It's a tied game at 14-14. They bring it down. They kick it into the right. Drive it down to the paint. Oh, the ball's lost. We have number 11, Kai Gumera, is on the floor. She had the ball, tried to go up, and fell out of her hand. Here comes the Lady Eagles. Chloe has the ball, changes direction. Dantezza has it on the right shoulder. She finds Alyssa, pitches down to Desiree, back to Chloe. Chloe puts it up one-handed, doesn't make it. But Nicole is right there and gets the rebound. She puts it up and goes over the rim, and here comes Marina Olsen. We're down to 2 minutes left to go. It's a tied game at the end of the first half. Nice jump stop by Marina, but she was all covered up. What a great attempt there by Cheyenne. It goes up. Dantezza recovers the rebound, and here come the Eagles. Can't quite get it. She finds a long outlet pass to Chloe. Chloe loses it, gets it back, finds it back to Dantezza. Back to Alyssa at the free throw line. She puts it up off the front iron, can't get it. Chloe's there reaching over. Looks like Chloe's going to pull a foul on that as she was reaching over for the rebound. We got some more substitutions coming in. Looks like we have number 20 in, number 11 down, number 10 is on the floor. Excuse me, that's Kaisel and Alana. Marina. Oh, nice work at the low post. Couldn't quite get it. They fight for their own rebound. They're covered up. They're fighting themselves. Great work on the position there by Alyssa Ludvig to box out the post. Here comes number 10, Kaisel. She feeds it back to top, and Marina Olsen's going to settle back down. Marina kicks it over to Elena Kuchin. Excuse me. I should know these names better. Elena has the ball. So, oh, nice bounce pass. Oh, what a nice job. Elena had the ball, dribbled across, did a nice bounce pass, and kicked it off to number 54, Louisa Seaman, and she puts it up for two. And we are now at 14-16, two-point lead by the Raiders. Here come the Eagles. They've got the ball. It's 1 minute. Oh, a pass to Desiree. She couldn't control it. It falls into Marina's hands. Marina gets the ball. She kicks it down. Oh, from the upper post. Goes to Cheyenne. Excuse me, goes to Louisa. Oh, these long ponytails cover up that second number, and sometimes I just get confused. I apologize for that. You folks are listening back home in Unalaska. But we had a ball went out of bounds. It's a turnover. It's 14-16 in favor of the Unalaska Raiders. Oh, and we got a traveling call here as the ball was thrown to Peyton Stroud, who's on the floor. And as she turned, she just kind of got tied up in her own feet and went down in a heap. But that's a traveling call. So here comes Marina Olsen. She's coming back. She's got the ball. She's working hard. She kicks it over to the right, and she finds Alana Kachutin. Kachutin pushes it down to to Louisa. They're working the ball. The defense by the Eagles is kind of a 2-1 box there, so they're keeping things moving around. Hands are up. They got some fresh arms in there on defense. Nice work by Nicole to keep the box out, but it just doesn't work strong enough there because Kenesha Price backed it right in, put up the ball, 14-18. 4-point lead now for the Raiders with 10 seconds left to go here. Going to have to move that ball. Dantezza's got the ball. She bounces it down to Nicole. They're throwing the ball at the buzzer. She puts it up off the iron. Can't get it. Alyssa puts it back. Can't quite get it. At the buzzer. Wow, what a spirited first half. It's 14-18 in favor of the Unalaska Raiders.
Stand by.
To Kaisel for Kiesel. Here we go. Turnover on the Raiders, one that you don't see too often, but a bad pass, tipped away. The Eagles are coming back, but quickly the Raiders are all back. It was a 5-on-1, but nice, quick poke away there. Number 10, Kiesel, poked it away from, from Chloe Gardner, and she's working for some help. So we're going to have a blocking foul, I think, on number 44. Yeah, that'll be the second foul on Chloe. She couldn't quite get her feet planted. And here come the Raiders. We have a Mariana Olsen and a Marina Olsen, a Mariana Larson on the Eagles and a Marina Olsen on the Raiders. So pardon me if I get tongue-tied once in a while. Oh, and Marina has the ball, almost bounces back over the line, and she gets it back in, and she's going to drive into the paint. That should be a blocking foul or a charging foul, but Chloe Gardner went to the floor, and the ball was put up, and we have a bucket scored. Real quickly, we are now 22-14 in favor of the Raiders. The Raiders have come back from the halftime break, and they're working hard, and they have added four more points. And the Eagles, Madison has the ball, puts it up off the glass, and she takes it from that high post, gets the ball, pitches it in. Now a six-point game. The Eagles have a full court, now a half-court press going, and Marina has the ball, but she tries to make the pass, and she throws it off of Dantez's foot, and it bounces all the way. It's almost like an icing call. It hit her leg so hard, it bounced all the way the other way, but still, that went off the Eagles. It's going to be staying in possession of the Raiders. Throw in by Kiesel. Kiesel has it. She's got the ball back from Marina. She drives down. She pushes it down into the low post. And then she's fouled. Looks like that was number 32. Kenesha Price was trying to go up, and they had too many arms leaning over the top rather than going straight up. And so she's going to the line for two. It's 16-22. We're at 5:51 to go in the third period here at Standpoint. Kenesha Price has the ball. She dribbles. She sets. Nice spin off the front iron and back to her. We got some substitutions coming in. It looks like Nicole Gunderson is coming on, and Madison Thompson is going to sit down. All right, so we have the second shot coming. Kenesha Price has the ball. She dribbles. She puts it up. That one has the front iron. The back iron comes down, doesn't get it, but she picks up her own rebound, but stripped away by Chloe Gardner and then stolen from behind by Cheyenne. Back all the way around, and Marina has it at the top of the key. She's trying to dribble in and around on Tezza, but they double-team and block off the lane. Quickly, they move the ball. Chloe gets a hand on it, pokes away, but it goes right to Marina. Finds her way down there and up and there in the air, and boy, what a lot of work, but the ball comes off the rebound. The Eagles control that rebound, and they bring the ball the other way. It's 16-22 with 5 left to go. Got the ball down to Nicole Gunderson. She feeds it out to Alyssa. Alyssa thinks about the 3 points. She finds Dantezza. Dantezza's looking for some help. She's got to move that ball. Gets them open. Down to Desiree. Desiree bounces, takes a step in, can't quite get it off the iron, comes back down and picked up on the rebound there by 54 Louisa. Here come the Raiders. Nice attempt there, but Dantezza goes up, gets the ball, and she's looking for some help, and she's really covered up by Kenesha Price, but Dantezza maintains control, comes back down the other way. Dantezza has the ball. She's looking for some help. She kicks it to the right side. She finds Alyssa Ludvick. Alyssa has the ball. She hangs on to it. We have a little too much body contact on number 10, Kiesel, as she was trying to be very aggressive with her defensive push. I apologize, folks, if I can't see everything here. But in our press box, I have two great big spotlights that I've got to look around. So kind of like trying to see if I'm online to make that set up at the north marker or something. Here come the Eagles. It's 16-22. The Raiders have a six-point lead. Desiree's on the floor. She takes the ball. She drives down to the paint. She kicks it back out. Goes off of Marina and right into Alyssa Ludvick. Dantezza has the ball. She pushes up. She can't get it. There's a fight on the ball, but number 20, Alana, picks up the ball, and here comes Marina. They still have a six-point lead. It's 4:20 left to go in the game. Marina has the ball. She spins and moves into double-team. She gets blocked off the way. Back to Marina at the right post there. She puts the ball up off the iron, comes back down. Put back up by number 32, Kenesha, but it comes down, and the rebound there in favor of the Eagles. Here comes Dantezza working the ball up. We have Dantezza. Dantezza's going to lose it off her foot. It's going to be an over and back call. But she wisely picked it up at the half court, so it didn't let it go all the way down underneath the basket where the girls for the Raiders could start close. And here comes Marina. It's 16-22 in favor of the Unalaska Raiders. They're playing in their dark blue jerseys with a nice gold letters on there. And here comes the ball to number 55, Cheyenne. She puts it up. It's off the iron. Comes back out. Dantezza has the ball. She's working up hard. Everybody, the Raiders are trying to get set up. It goes off of Chloe Gardner's hand, but she recovers. Comes back. Dantezza's working back around. She's dribbling in. She gets it down to Desiree. Desiree's trying to work underneath the post. She gets there. Can't quite get it up. The ball's loose. Comes to Marina's hand. Nobody's sneaking up behind her. Marina's got the ball. She's one on three. She puts it up off the iron. Can't make it. She gets her own rebound. Scrum underneath there. There's two or three going for the ball. We're going to have a reach-in foul. No. We're going to have a foul against Marina because she was putting too much forearm to keep the other team away. And she was using that kind of almost as a small battering ram, but the ref called her on that one that time. So we're still at 16-22. Spirited game out here on the floor in Sandpoint. It's a misty, drizzly day, but there's a quick pass into Alyssa Ludvick, and she can't turn and do it because the Raiders gobbled up on her. She gets the ball back. She puts it up. Rebound there by Nicole. She can't get it. Going back, Nicole gets the second rebound. She takes it back to the corner. She kicks it out. It goes to Dantezza. Gets touched by Marina at the last second, and we have a substitution coming on for the Raiders. So it looks like we have 54, Louisa Seaman on the floor, and 55, I believe Cheyenne is sitting down. I'll tell you in a second here when they get all the numbers facing me. Here we go. Justine is on the floor with the Eagles. She finds it down to Desiree. Desiree has stopped. She's got to dribble out of it. She finds Alyssa walking up on the other side after Justine at the top. Justine is going to settle down, work around. The Eagles are starting to move, trying to give a breakaway, get some difference going here. He throws a long outlet pass. Chloe gets it down to Nicole. Nicole puts it up off the glass. Doesn't fall in. Rebounded there. Picked up by number 32. Kenesha Price has it. She covers it up. She's looking for some outlet. It comes back. Here comes Marina. Bring it up. It's 2:25 left to go in the third period. 6-point lead by the Raiders. Cheyenne is on the floor. Excuse me. Yeah, Cheyenne Shishkinoff is on the floor. 55. I told you I can't see all those double numbers. So we have both Cheyenne and Louisa on the floor. And that one went up, and it's 24, and sorry I couldn't see who put that up, but I believe that one went up by Louisa Seaman coming off the right post. Chloe Gardner has it in the forecourt. She's trying to find some help. She finds Justina. Over to Alyssa Ludwig. Alyssa has the ball. She's got a slow dribble working on. She's trying for help. Gets it down to Desiree. Desiree has to get the ball up. Justina puts it from 3-point up off the glass. Comes down to Alyssa Ludwig. She gets the put back for two, and it's 18-24. 6-point lead again for the Raiders. Here comes Marina. She drives down through the traffic, up and over, loses the ball in the air. Here comes Justina. She's working one-on-one. She pulls up and stops. She gets it up overhead to Chloe, up off the glass. Oh, she couldn't get reloaded. It's touched. It's almost out of bounds. Marina's there to recover it. It's still 18-24 for the Raiders, but here comes a bad ball thrown away. Justina gets it back from Chloe. She's going to drive down. She's going to stop, loses the handle. She's looking for some trailing help. Marina has the hand on the ball. She tips it away. So Justine is able to pick up the ball and start dribbling and dancing her way out of here. Here we go. What a lot of action. We're down to a minute left to go here in the third quarter. It's 18-24. Down to Desiree. She has the ball back to Justina. She thinks about a three, but she's covered up quickly there by Cheyenne. She kicks it out to Alyssa. She feeds it to a moving Chloe, who didn't think the ball was coming to her. It goes off her hand. And we have a full timeout here, I think, called by Coach Emil Mobeck. Wow, this is a fast-moving game. Hasn't been a big score. It was 14-18 at the end of the half, and it's now 18-24. It's a 6-point lead in favor of the Unalaska Raiders. And we're 44 seconds left to go to finish this third period here. I'm sure that at the third quarter break, those of you listening at 89.7 KUCB-FM down in Unalaska Dutch Harbor, they might break in and give a thanks and a shout-out to the sponsors. But Coach Julie and Coach Aim will have the girls playing really well. These two teams met just about a week and a half ago down in the Nilchik, and it was a very lopsided score at that point. But they're back on the floor playing, and it's a close and tight game at 6 points right now. So we'll see if the Eagles can keep up the defensive pressure, hang close, and maybe find a way to get in tight at the end. Great double team. Nice quick hands by Chloe Gardner. She's got the ball. But she's going to run into some transition work there. We have some substitutions on the floor. Looks like Chloe's going to sit down, and Dantez is coming in. That would only be the third team foul on the Raiders. Here comes Dantez is on the floor with Justina, Alyssa, Desiree, and Nicole Gunderson. Back to Alyssa. Takes a look at a three-point. Challenged by Marina. Back to Justina on the right elbow there. She's going to kick back across the top. She's looking for some help. She puts it up and off the iron. Can't get there. Covered up by number 10, Keystel. She's looking for some help, and she finds a trailing Marina to pick up the ball. She dribbles up through traffic. She runs into two. She puts up a long three off the back iron at the buzzer. Wow, what a great effort. Great heads-up play by Marina to watch the clock and get that shot off just before the buzzer. But we are at 18-24 at the end of the third period. Great game going on here in Sandpoint. I don't know if Annie's there. If she is, she'll kick on board and just run down through the list of sponsors here as we end the third period here. What a great evening for basketball. It's a light breeze out there, nice and misty afternoon here, and nice to see the girls get in and out as Grant Aviation brought them in and out between the squalls, and it was nice to get everything transferring that way. So Great shout out to these ladies. If you're in the Sandpoint area and somehow listening online, there are lots of great seats in the house. Come on up, and they'll be playing again tomorrow night here in Sandpoint at 7 o'clock. Well, we're just about ready to get underway. The Raiders have a 6-point lead as we start the fourth quarter, and we'll see if the Lady Eagles have the energy back now that they're back at home and can hang with them and maybe somehow take this up and bring out a victory. Here come the Raiders. Marina has the ball. She quickly finds it hand, but Desiree's there and interrupts the flow. Goes back to Cheyenne, and she takes a long two-pointer, and it drops in. Excuse me, that was not Cheyenne. Yeah, that was Cheyenne. And Cheyenne steals the ball, but it quickly comes back. It's a scrum on the floor. And we have possession, and I believe it's going to the Eagles on possession, but it's a great jump ball, great hustle there by Cheyenne. Covered up, and everybody's checking their fingernails, make sure nothing's busted off, but just good hustle and collision and stealing the ball and caught up in traffic and down on the floor it went, and here he comes. So Justine is looking for some help. She gets it over to Alyssa. Alyssa down to Desiree. Desiree is looking for some help. She didn't get it up in the air. Looks like it was last touched by the Raiders, and so the Eagles have the ball. We're at 7:26 left to go in the fourth quarter. Santeza has the ball. She gets it into Desiree. Desiree's looking for some help. She kicks it back to Justina. Justina's got to work the ball. Marina is out there and chasing her down. She's going to make her work. Marina's putting on the jets here. Comes down to Nicole at the free throw. Over to Dantes at the elbow, and she puts it up for a long two. That gives it 20-26. Let me see here. I was right behind this 14-inch post. I couldn't see. So it looks like we have a foul on, I'll tell you here in a second, on number 12. I believe that is Alyssa Ludwig. Marina has the ball on the inbounds. It's working down quickly. Cheyenne's there. She drives the paint, puts it up, can't get it. Luis is there, grabs the rebound, and kicks it all the way out to Marina. Marina's over there. She finds Cheyenne in the right elbow. She's looking for some help. Marina cuts in, but she dishes it off to Larissa. Larissa finds it over to Kaisel, but there was a waiting Marina down low, and it goes for a jump ball on that rebound. Great hustle by Kanisha and Alyssa Ludwig for the Eagles. A jump ball, but possession goes to the Raiders. They get the ball underneath their own basket. Quick throw in. Picked up there by Luisa. Back to Kaisel. Luisa has the ball at the right side. Puts it up off the iron. Outstretched arms. Can't quite get it for the Eagles. Recovered by the Raiders. We're at 6:26 left to go. Marina has the ball at the outside. She gets it way down low to the post. 32, Kanisha has the ball. She puts it up off the glass and drops it in for two. It's 8-point lead for the Raiders. Here comes Alyssa Ludwig. She's walking up. She finds Dantes springing low to those legs and puts it up in the air. Justina comes back around, feeds it down to Dantes, puts it up off the glass. Too much mustard on it. Comes back, rebounded there to number 10, Giesel. Marina has the ball. She's bringing it up the court. Eagles are set back up in defense. Can't quite break away. Nice feed to Kanisha. She works down to the right side, up off the glass, just like textbook, runs around the edge and puts it up off the glass. It's 30-20. It's a 10-point lead for the Raiders. The Raiders are bringing on their textbook closures here. Coach Julie has them working hard all the way to the end, and it's paying off. Nice interrupted by the hands of Marina. Got the hand on the ball and recovered there by Louisa Seaman. Wow, it's a 10-point lead now for the Raiders. Marina has the ball. She's driving to baseline. She gets by. She kicks it back to Kaisel for a long two. Up off the iron, and back it goes, and it falls for two. 32-20 in favor of the Raiders. Here comes the Eagles back up the floor. Girls haven't slowed down. A lot of hustle. Dantes has the ball at the right outside shoulder here. She kicks it back. She finds Justina, guarded by Marina. Down into Desiree. Desiree has the ball, but loses it on balance and goes out of bounds. We're going to have substitutions coming on board here. One more. Looks like we've got one coming on for the Eagles. Madison Thompson's going to come on, and Nicole Gunderson's going to sit down. We've had a couple more come on for the Raiders. Let me see who it is, but I can see that we have Marina is out there, and she gets along downtown to Kaisel. Kaisel, excuse me. Oh, great effort by Marina on a three-pointer. Goes off the iron, doesn't come down. Rebounded to Desiree Mobad. She feeds it. Justina has the ball. She brings it up. She's met by Marina. Marina gets a hand in there. Justina's got the ball. She's being guarded really close there, but she finds a breaking Dantezza, who comes down, puts the ball up. Not going to fall, but she's going to get fouled in the act of shooting there, so she's going to have a chance to go. I think that was a foul on number 33, Alyssa. Dantezza has the ball. She steadies, puts up the first one off the front iron, and clangs back. All right. Here come the girls. They are ready to go. Dantezza has the ball. She sets. She puts that one high arc up off the iron, and it falls down for a point. It's 21-32. Hey, Coach Amos calling defense. Justina runs across and almost tags it. Marina has the ball. She finds Keisel. I'll work with Coach Julie on this. Oh, we got a steal by Justina on the floor off of Marina. And here comes Dantezza quickly down, but it goes to Justina's hands, who can't quite control it. Goes out of bounds, so another turnover there. We have Brianna coming on board for Alyssa. For the Eagles. All right, and we have a throw in for the Raiders. Quickly comes down off the hands of Louisa and into the Eagles and over to Madison, but stolen there again by Louisa Seaman. She puts it in off the glass for two, and just like that, it's 34-21, and the Raiders are right back on defense just that quickly. The Eagles are going to have to pay attention, move that ball to the hoop, and quit passing the ball around, but the Raiders have such a great box-out defense here. They're playing a man-to-man person, and they definitely have the Eagles all tied up at the moment. They are ahead. Desiree has the ball. She turns and spins. Can't quite get it up in the air. Brianna tries to get the ball. Marina has the ball. Throws it way downtown. Number 33, Alyssa, wasn't expecting it. It comes back up in the air. Justina's there and grabs the rebound. She's going to drive through. Marina's going to stand there and fall down. We're going to have a throw. I heard the whistle, but it wasn't. It was just a shoe squeak. Ball goes up off the iron and returned there. Cheyenne grabs the rebound. Now she's working with Marina. She passes it ahead. Marina drives to the free throw line. She puts up a floating teardrop. It goes off the iron and back in. Recovered there by 54 Louisa. On the floor goes Madison on the rebound. And it looks like we have a foul on number 24 or 34, I couldn't see her, 54. He has the number, second foul on Marina. On the, but we have two Raiders stepping in each other's way. They get the ball to Desiree, who loses it falling down, but recovered there by Alyssa. Justina's there. She pushes it back. This is looking like a square ball and a round peg here, but the ball keeps moving. And here come the Raiders. They control it, and they're coming back in, and that's 55 Cheyenne settles it back down. And we have Elena Kachutin is in there on the ball. And Marina is over at the right corner. She's weaving in traffic, can't quite get it. She finds Alyssa. She puts it up, but gets her own, I believe that was again number 54, Louisa, picks up the rebound and puts it in. It's 36-21. At 2 minutes left to go here, the Raiders are moving this lead ahead. They're ahead by 15 points now. Brianna's on the floor. She's got the ball. She isn't sure what she wants to do. She finds Madison. She breaks across. Justina has the ball. The Eagles got to do a little more movement. Brianna has the ball. Back to Justina. She thinks about shooting, but she's giving up a lot of height on Marina. Attempted pick by Desiree. Doesn't work. Air ball by Justina. Goes off the mark. Out of bounds. It's going to be a turnover. Coach Amel is calling in some encouragement here. And here come the Raiders at 1:36 left to go. They've got a commanding lead here, but they're still playing some quick ball. The Eagles are trying to step up their full court press here. But Keisel is a great ball handler. She keeps moving that ball, brings it up through traffic, gives Marina a little break. Marina has the ball. She quickly passes it down to number 54, Louisa. Back to Marina. She's at the top of the key. Nice little bounce pass down there to 32, Kanisha, but she's all covered up. It's down to 1 minute left to go. The ball's up in the air. Kicks back out. Finds Cheyenne. She drains it for a long one from the right elbow there just inside the three-point line. It's 21-38 in favor of the Raiders. Raiders are looking very intense on finishing this game with a hard charge and a great defensive play. They're very intense on their looks there. They're just not giving up anything. Lady Eagles are moving around. They got the hands up, but they're just not quite got it down to the right. There we go. Madison has the ball. She's going to try to get it into the long, outstretched arms of Desiree, who can't quite get it. It's tipped away by Marina. Across the court to Brianna. Back to Madison. She puts it up for two. Off the iron. Can't get it. Ball's in the air. Controlled by Marina. We're down to 30 seconds left to go. Here comes Marina, and she's bringing up the ball. She feeds it down. Nice poke away by Madison on a quick pass from Marina to Cheyenne down to Anisha, who was standing at the post, didn't quite make it. It goes side out for the Raiders. They throw it back in, controlling the ball with a commanding lead, 21-38 in favor of the Raiders at 15 seconds left to go. They're moving that ball around quickly. They want to make another score. They're not just stalling. They're working it down. Cheyenne has the ball. She drives in. But we're going to have a blocking foul called on Justina, who was trying to match with Cheyenne. Quite a height and size difference there between the two girls. But Cheyenne had the roll, and she was able to do a bump at the fourth on the Eagles, five on the Raiders, 7 seconds left to go. They get the pass down. They're going to get one more shot in the air. Goes off the iron. 1 second left. Recovered, and that's the game. And at the end of the game, what a spirited game it's been. It's 21-38 in favor of the Unalaska Raiders.